The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him and in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we be guided today and always by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Speaking of sticking with a person, I wonder today, as we look at the Acts reading in Acts 11, if Peter's denial, remember that, is sticking with him. Matthew 26, we see Jesus says, "This very night, you will all fall away on account of me." Jesus is pretty specific when he says things. And he says, "You're going to all fall away on account of me. But after I've risen, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Peter says, "No, not me. Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." Jesus says, "This very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me." How many times?
Three
times. And what does he do? He denies him three times. The rooster crows, and Peter hangs his head in shame. Is Peter's denial sticking with him? Or, if you flip a few pages back to John, the 21st chapter, maybe you wonder if Peter's affirmation from Jesus is sticking with him. Anybody remember that? Jesus has been raised from the dead, right? When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" And he answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, important, right? "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things, and you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." You're going to go sometimes where you don't want to go, be dressed in ways that you don't want to be dressed. You'll stretch out your hands when you're old. Jesus was indicating that Peter would die for his faith in the Lord. Jesus even told him that. Now we turn to Acts, our passage today, Acts chapter 11. And so today we're seeing that Peter remembers the past, right? He remembers that time where he denied the Lord. Is that sticking with him? Or is the affirmation from Jesus, "Feed my lambs, go forth, Peter, do what you need to do, feed my sheep, take care of my people"? Jesus, or Peter, is remembering the past. And Peter is thankful for the present, and he's working hard for the Lord, isn't he? Here in the book of Acts, he is there, and he's sharing. He has a dream, even, where he realizes he's got to keep that message of Jesus going on. Peter is sharing that message that we talked about in John, 3rd chapter. For God so loved who? The world. Everybody. God so loved the world that he sent his only son Jesus to be the Savior, that whoever believes in him would be saved. Peter is also sharing Paul's thoughts from the letter to the Galatians. I'm not sure timeline if this is written yet, but this is the kind of thinking that Peter has because he and Paul are counterparts at certain points. And he says, you're all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. You're all sons and daughters of God in Christ Jesus. For all who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. All. Or as you would say in North Carolina, all y'all. All y'all. This is the message that Peter is sharing. And Peter says and echoes words of Paul that you're Abraham's seed, heirs of the promise. Thinking of the same type of thoughts from Romans chapter 10, there's no difference now, because of Jesus, between Jew and Gentile. There's no difference. All y'all are the Lord's, and it's good. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call upon his name. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's good, isn't it? That is good. As Peter is quoting and thinking about the prophet Isaiah. As we look at this passage today in Acts chapter 11, Peter has that dream, and it's kind of weird, right? You ever have a weird dream? Yeah, sometimes they're just bizarre. Weird people show up, and you're like, that was the clerk at the grocery store, but okay. Well, Peter has a weird dream, and there's a large sheet let down by its four corners, comes to rest, and four-footed animals are all the animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, birds of the air, and God says, get up and eat. Kill and eat, Peter. And Peter says, no, I got to think about the law. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to eat any animal. Some of you probably agree with that. But I'm not going to eat the animals. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth. And so God declares in the dream that the voice from heaven spoke a second time and said, don't call anything impure that God has made clean. And it happened how many times? Three times. That's one of those things that makes you go, Three is an important number, isn't it? And then all the sheep and the animals and all that stuff were pulled up to heaven again. And then three men were sent to where Peter was staying. The Spirit said, go with them. It's okay. And they go. And they go and give. You're going to give a message, Peter. You're going to give a message through which you and all your household will be saved. Everywhere you go, this message of hope of Jesus is going to be a message that people are saved through this Jesus Christ. And so as Peter began to speak, the Holy Spirit came upon them. It was like the second Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was there. And I remembered what the Lord had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if God gives them the same gift as he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God? I ain't nothing. I know, I'm doing a lot of poor English today. But I am nothing. Who am I to oppose the thinking of God? I'm just a guy. Does Peter remember the denial? Does he remember the affirmation? So he goes forth working hard for the Lord. Peter looks forward also to future glory. And he is telling the message so that all people, not just the Jews, that's that part about, you know what, I'm not going to let anything impure come into me because I've been following the law. Well, God says, it's okay to do what I'm saying here. This message is for all people, not just those who follow the law. It is for all people. God loves all people, even those who are different. And I'm thankful for that. So what do we do? What do we do with this message? We too remember our past, right? We have a past. Each of us has a past. And then we are thankful for our present. And so we go forth working hard for the Lord. And then we look forward to a future glory that comes from Jesus. And so, this is not just a message for you, that you remember your past, that you work hard for the Lord in your present time, and be thankful for what you have, and look forward to the future glory that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who was dead, who was raised to life, who gives each and every one of us, not just Jews, each and every one of us, life. And so we have that life as well. We know that we have future glory in Him. So, same for me. The message is for me. Most pastors will say, I have to start with the message by thinking about what I need to hear. And so I remember my past. And case in point, I want to tell you that I remember 2011. 2011 is when I got sick. I mentioned this to a lot of you. Some of you, this will be new material that you've not heard before. I have a dissected aorta. That's bad. You usually die when you get that sort of a thing. But God was good and spared my life. We talked about some of those inheritances of blessings in Bible class today that we can't repay, right? And so we've gotten different blessings. I can remember my past not long ago where I had that surgery and was restored. So I remember my past. I know my present time is with you, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful to God for all the blessings that He gives me now. That's why you hear people say, it's the present. It's a gift, right? Present, like wrapped up in a bow. And so we have a present gift. And so we work hard as if working for the Lord in whatever we do. And then we look to a future of glory. Now, that said, I don't yet want to get to the future glory, the full glory of God, which will be heaven, but then new heavens later. But I wanted to tell you today that we remember our past, we are thankful for our present, we press forward as a church together with hard work for Him, that we grow in the Lord and that we make Him known, and we look to future glory to join the risen one. Again, I hope that's not yet the case for me. But in July, mid-July, and this is the announcement part, in mid-July, July 18th, and I'll take your prayers, but I will have another surgery. And so that surgery will be after the graft. I've got the arch now, and for medical people, you're like, oh boy, that's a oh boy surgery. And so the arch has the arteries and vessels that go to your brain, that goes to your arms, that go to your legs. So I will have that replaced. And we'll do that here at Duke. And that's going to be okay. Because why? I remember my past. I know I have the present. And I know I have future glory. And that other part in the middle there, I said, we work hard as the Lord's church to press forward with that message of hope, of glory that comes through Jesus Christ. So, here's the words for you. It's not about me. Come to me and pray for me and all these things. Give me hugs and I'll appreciate all that. But who's it about? Jesus. Jesus. It's always about Jesus. As we had the Reformation in 2017, the 500th Reformation, they had the phrase, it's still about Jesus. And my message is the same. Whether the body is fully strong or not, the message is still about Jesus. It's still about a hope that comes through Jesus. It's still about the hand of God at work through medical stuff. And it's about the hand of God at work through you as you serve and press forward with the message that is a message of glory and hope. So that's your application today. Remember your past. Consider your present. Be thankful for that. Press forward in working hard for the Lord, being renewed in Jesus, and look forward to a future glory. We do know where we've been, each of us. We know where we are. We know where we're going. And it is all about Jesus and not about us. And that's okay, isn't it? In fact, it's better than okay. It is glorious. It is beautiful. So what else do? As we work hard? We heard it in that John passage today. It said it a couple of times. Love one another. Because this message is for Jew and Gentile. This message is for black and white. This message is for Hispanic and Asian. This message is for believer, and it is for non-believer. Now, our hope is to help in getting the Holy Spirit to be in front of those people to work powerfully, that they would become believers. So, if God can say, I love you, and this message is for all people, shouldn't we? Who am I to oppose the work of the Lord? We go forth loving one another. Peter says later on, he says that in Christ's great mercy, God has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed at the last time. So in Jesus, then, is rejoicing. In Jesus is inexpressible, is glorious joy. Because of the salvation that comes from Jesus redeeming, Easter triumph, and joy. And you know what, Gentile? You got the message. You today, if you haven't heard it before, which I hope you have, we talk about it a lot, you have the message of hope that comes from Jesus Christ and his resurrection to life. For you. He loved us so much. And so we love God. We love other people. And it's awesome. It's beautiful. It's, as Peter says, word that fills in a lot of words. Inexpressible. And glorious joy. Because of the grace that has been given, not just to the people of Israel, the Jews, but to me and to you. Amen. Peace, love, grace, and faith, and mercy be yours through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May all glory be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.